USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump signing an executive order yesterday that he says will change police policy nationwide when it comes to the use of force. And now in just a few hours, U.S. Senate Republicans will be holding a news conference to introduce a bill that's designed to reform policing as well. And South Carolina's Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, is leading the party's charge to reform policing after a series of events, including the death of George Floyd while in the custody of Minneapolis police back on Memorial Day. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says when it comes to winning the nation's battle against coronavirus, the nation is winning. In an interview yesterday with Fox News, she says,
our position is that we're monitoring it. We can't predict the future, but we think we're at a place where we have this under control and we'll keep it under control.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive the special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump today is set to announce a new program that he says will be aimed at preventing suicides by Americans, especially by veterans. The effort is called PREVENTS. It's short for the President's Roadmap to Empower Veterans and End a National Tragedy of Suicide. The VA says the aim is to develop a holistic public health approach to suicide prevention and trying to change a culture surrounding mental health and suicide prevention as it currently exists. The Trump administration is hoping to keep former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new memoir off the shelves. The administration asking a federal judge to stop the publication of The Room Where It Happened and also to dispose of any copies that have already been sent out. The department seeking an order to require Bolton to complete a pre-publication review process to make sure there's nothing in the book that's classified. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In California, Pacific Gas and Electric has pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the 2018 Camp Fire. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The company acknowledged it did neglect equipment that sparked the fire, which ripped through the town of Paradise. 85 people died in the fire, but prosecutors were unable to prove that one of the deaths was the company's fault. PG&E also pled guilty to one count of illegally setting a fire. PG&E has also agreed to pay a maximum $3.5 million in fines. The fire burned more than 95% of the town, including 14,000 homes. PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last year. The bankruptcy process was in part used to reach settlements valued at approximately $25.5 billion with wildfire victim groups. No company employees are expected to serve any prison time.
The north and south borders of the United States will stay closed for another 30 days. It's the third time agreements have been extended to non-essential travelers in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. Americans returning to the U.S. are exempt, and soap opera fans are counting down as Bold and the Beautiful will be heading back to production today. It's the first such scripted series to restart production after being shut down because of the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.